Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, hurtling through a tunnel of negativity? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to shake off those pesky thoughts, the ones that whisper doubts, amplify fears, and leave you feeling drained? We've all been there. It's like our brains have this internal drama playing on repeat, and sometimes it feels impossible to switch the channel. But what if I told you there's a way to gain control over these thought patterns to become less reactive and more resilient? Today, we're diving deep into the powerful practice of letting go of negative thoughts, unlocking the secrets to emotional mastery and self-control. It's not about ignoring or suppressing your feelings, it's about cultivating awareness, understanding their roots, and ultimately choosing how you respond. Ready to break free from the negativity cycle? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. 1. Become aware. The first step is acknowledging those negative thoughts as they arise. Don't judge them or fight them, simply observe them like clouds passing in the sky. You're not your thoughts, you're the observer of your thoughts. Imagine yourself sitting in a quiet room, watching your thoughts drift by on a stream. You can see them come and go without getting swept away. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Once you've identified those negative forces, start questioning their validity. Are these thoughts truly factual, or are they based on assumptions, fears, or past experiences? Think of it like this. Would you believe everything your inner critic says? Probably not. Treat those negative thoughts with the same level of skepticism you'd apply to someone else's unsolicited opinion. 3. Reframe your perspective. When negativity creeps in, try shifting your focus to the positive. Dwelling on what's wrong only amplifies the problem. Instead, actively seek out things you're grateful for, moments that bring you joy, or even small victories along the way. Remember, life is a blend of both sunshine and rain. Focusing solely on the darkness will make it harder to appreciate the light. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation, it's about being fully present in the moment. Engage your senses, savor everyday experiences, and let go of worries about the past or anxieties about the future. It's like stepping out of the whirlwind of your thoughts and simply observing the world around you with a sense of calm awareness. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have bad days. We all make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over negative thoughts, treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a good friend. Remember, self-criticism only fuels the cycle of negativity. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your work facing a challenging deadline. The pressure is mounting, emails are piling up, and your mind starts to spiral with worries about meeting expectations. You might find yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or I'm going to fail. Sound familiar? But here's the thing. Instead of letting those thoughts control you, take a moment to step back. Breathe deeply, acknowledge those feelings, and then challenge them. Remind yourself that you've successfully handled difficult situations before, and this is no different. Focus on the steps you can take to move forward, break down the task into manageable chunks, prioritize what's most important, and ask for help if you need it. By shifting your mindset and taking proactive action, you can turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. So, let's recap. Becoming aware of those negative thoughts is the first step, then challenge them, reframe your perspective, practice mindfulness, and be kind to yourself. Remember, emotional mastery is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by consistently practicing these strategies, you can gradually transform your relationship with your thoughts, cultivating greater inner peace and resilience. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for letting go of negative thoughts? Share them in the comments below, and let's continue this conversation. Don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. And until next time, keep striving for that balanced life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.